Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
RNZ National, it's time for Tech Tuesday, and I'm joined by Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Hey there, Dan.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Jesse?
No, I'm good, thanks. You're talking scams today. Is it just me, or is I feel like there's just a real increase in the amount of banks and other institutions really aggressively targeting scammers at the moment in ads. Either things have got worse, or people have just clicked that this is a major problem.
A bit of both columns here, I reckon. It is a fact that people are being more aware. The ground continues to evolve. I get a security feed of threat intelligence that gets sent to me on a daily basis about what's going on.
Yeah.
One of the emails that came through, I thought would be worth sharing with you, because it's probably a direction I don't think I've spoken about before. Now, email attachments, we're all kind of aware that bad things can be put inside attachments. The fact is that payloads that are just straight attachments have like dropped in half, like from 72% down to 35%. And now, although it's
sorry, can you explain that to me again, Dan? I didn't quite follow that.
Oh, right. Okay. So in order for bad guys to try and subvert your computer, often they send you a phishing email. They're trying to get you to click on the attachment.
Yeah. I can't believe this video of you is online.
Yes, exactly that. Right. That's the social engineering bit. That tagline to get you to like go, oh, what is it? And then drag you into click on it. Now, most mail systems have been improving their filtering of attachments. So the one that we're using for our clients actually opens up the attachments and runs the contents up in the cloud to determine what it is actually trying to do before it gets to your computer.
Uh-huh.
Now, so what the intelligence is saying is that the amount of attacks that are based on attachments is decreasing, but there's been a tenfold increase in what is called quishing, which exploits QR codes. You know, those blocky barcode looking things that people are putting up on ads and websites and various things that you scan with your smartphone?
QR codes, yeah.
Yeah, QR codes. So if you embed one of those inside an email, same idea. Here is a link to something. People are going to get that in their Outlook or Yahoo or Gmail, hold up their phone, scan it, click it, boom. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It is a way of just making it slightly harder for you to do things like, I don't know, read the URL that it's sending you to.
Ah. That's clever.
There's usually less security on people's phones. And you can post it pretty much anywhere and people will eventually just walk up to it and give it a scan, right?
Are you in trouble as soon as you scan it, or is it just taking you to a website where you could get in trouble?
Usually the second one, because to do an instant fileless attack takes more technical resources. It's going to have a lower rate of success, whereas if you can dial it up into something that seems feasible from a social engineering point of view, then yeah, it's more likely to work. So they're trying to just get you to go to places where they can get you to hand over your passwords generally. That's more likely than them trying to subvert your phone directly. But hey, now we're seeing attacks coming into messaging, like work-related messaging platforms like Slack and Teams. And right, so if they can send a message to you through that, then you're probably more likely to get that. And those attacks have gone up by 104% in 2024 compared to the previous quarter.
Mm.
So there's that. And the other point to note is that apparently the length of the emails that they're sending for phishing attacks on the emails are just more complex.
Yeah.
Right. So the supposition there that the attackers are using generative AI to craft more sophisticated, engaging and likely messages. So,
can I ask you something, Dan?
Aware of QR codes.
When I occasionally look in the spam folder of my Gmail, there's never much in there, but I've got a lot of emails from my wife's email address, not email address, my wife's name. So somehow they have worked out, either they've worked out who emails me a lot and they've set up a fake account to email, so I'm more likely to click open, or she's been compromised, or what do you think might be going on?
Impersonation attacks are pretty common. You're a public figure. And to be fair, it doesn't take much to be a public figure on the internet. I'm not saying you're not a big deal, Jesse. I'm just saying that.
Well, hang on a second. This is backfired.
Website,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying if you've got a company website where it lists you and you mention that you've got a wife, Sarah, then it doesn't take much for them to put two and two together and go, oh, well, okay, I'm going to send an email based as. Right. So it's more likely an impersonation attack trying to get you to do something.
Mm. Okay, thank you. What else is going on in the world of tech?
Oh, I noticed a news article about Extra is now starting, is going to start charging for the Extra Mail service, the old Spark Extra Mail.
It's been ages since I ran into someone with an Extra Mail address.
Oh, occasionally you see businesses out there with so-and-so at extra.co.nz. Which I always think is like, oh, okay, you're just advertising you're a very small business, but that's fine. Now, that has been a free service since the late 90s, because I was working for a telecom subsidiary back then when Extra all got going, and it was like a funny little portal that you dialed into. Now, giving away that free, right, at that time, is that email was actually, it is a fairly small service in terms of size, going way back then, right? But these days, people store documents, they store photos, they email videos around in it. The size capacity of an average mailbox is getting up into the gigs and gigs and gigs.
Yeah.
Now, like many businesses on the internet, there's been a bit of a squeeze, right? Like, we're not paying double the amount for internet connections that we were paying in 2000s, right? It's just the number that you're paying for an internet connection has probably stayed about the same for quite some time, which means that they're having to find efficiencies elsewhere in the system, or their margins are shrinking. And realistically, these days, you know, for business customers, you know, we need to have a backup for their mail system. We need to have email filtering, and clients expect you to be able to turn around a question on, like, how do I find this email, pretty damn quick. Now, in this article, this chap who is described as a tech veteran lost 30 years of research into his family genealogy, which is a massive shame.
Yeah.
I imagine if he'd been willing to pay that $5.95 per month, he would have retained that service and actually would have been better as a result.
So what, Spark bought in this thing that if you want to keep all your massive archives, you've got to start paying a subscription. He didn't pay it, and as a result, he lost this massive amount of family tree research.
It looks like he mucked up on the export process.
Right.
Hauling his email into his local machine. So if he'd actually stored all the email on his computer, chances are hopefully you think, oh, I got to back up my files on my computer. Using a free service and expecting it to have good quality backups, I think is a bit unreasonable these days. If you're paying nothing, get what you expect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it is a case of that. It's been a service that's been around for so long that people are kind of just assumed that it has backups. Realistically, it might have had backups back in the day, but then they've kind of like gone, well, we need to cut costs. Where can we cut it?
Gosh.
And who actually reads the terms and conditions these days, right? That's the problem too. If you don't know exactly what you're paying for, it doesn't matter what your expectations are. They can't control everything and it just costs too much.
So what's the lesson, Dan? Sometimes it's worth a few bucks a month to get the premium service. And often I notice too, with those free services you find online, you also get some pretty good support if you pay the subscription, which compared to the other things that you spend your money on in life, right? Takeaway coffee is always the obvious one. you know, a few bucks a week for a service that you really value and use all the time, and might even be valuable to your business, is it's kind of a no-brainer.
There's usually advantages for privacy as well, and
right.
But if you're not going to do that, then you need to take more responsibility for it. So have the email downloaded onto your computer, and then make sure that you've got a backup system in place, so that if something happened to your computer, away you go, you've got something you can do with it. But yeah, it's a real shame. I hate it when people lose data. It's the worst crime that we can do as an IT company is lose somebody's data. So I prefer the belt and braces approach to make sure that we've got a second and a third plan.
Nice. Dan Watson, Vertec IT Services for Tech Tuesday. Great to chat as always, Dan.
Awesome, mate. Hurrah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.